As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Brian Windhorst, what was your first reaction?
It was truly a stunning thing.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I'll be on the hunt for more information to understand why it is. And I'm still in a lot of ways on the hunt for that.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network analyst Daniel Jeremiah. Coming up, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy. Two-time Super Bowl champion and Greenlight podcast host Chris Long. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial to have a conversation with us. Tom Pelissero will be joining us from New Orleans, Louisiana in 20 minutes' time. J.J. McCarthy is going to join us in hour number three. I have not spoken to him in quite some time. The University of Michigan national champion quarterback, spending a sabbatical year nursing his surgically repaired knee while Sam Darnold went out and killed it for the Minnesota Vikings. He'll be joining us top of hour number three. And then Chris Long will join us from New Orleans. We'll get a few minutes with him as he's on a promotional tour. There's a lot going on. Everybody's always promoting stuff. I think J.J. McCarthy's got stuff that he's promoting.
That's true.
He's joining us with Sleep Number. There you go.
Nice.
And Chris is joining us with Smirnoff. It's odd that Chris Long would be associated with some form of alcoholic beverage.
He's probably still detoxing after
championship Sunday.
The tailgate on right. 2 weeks
exactly.
ago.
Exactly. And then we head to New Orleans. Tomorrow's guests. Here's our guest list.
We're
tomorrow.
All on the same flight, right? The late one out
tonight? Oh, yeah, tonight.
Oh, excellent.
I'll wave to you.
Hey, Rich, you do me a favor?
Jerk.
Could you read the list on the card I gave you since I've worked so hard to put that on the card?
Oh, also, Liz will be so upset if you don't read the card.
No, I have it on a piece of paper that got printed out in the back.
But
TJ was able to print this out here before he started F-bombing the printer.
appreciate that. Thank you.
So tomorrow, first guest, this is great. Warren Sapp will be first. Since we're talking about Jalen Carter and Chris Jones, who better to talk about defensive tackles that can control the line of scrimmage than the Colorado assistant? Jaden Daniels will be on tomorrow's program.
Fantastic.
Bert Kreischer will join us, and we'll all take one to the face. Dan Patrick will join us.
CP.
Yes. Jerome Bettis.
Oh,
yeah. Our Hall of Fame friend.
Did you know he's from Detroit?
I'll tell him. Yeah.
Stop it.
I'll tell him about my one day rooting for a school and how they let me down. Here's one. Miles Garrett is on tomorrow's program.
Hey now.
Still? He's still confirming.
By the way, why wouldn't he? Well, I mean, if he's put it out there.
Yeah.
And he knows he's then going to New Orleans to talk. It's all part of a plan. So there's that. Jordan in Nashville, Tennessee. Let's take your phone call. What's up, Jordan?
How are you doing, Rich?
Oh, I'm well. You sound very chipper, Jordan. What's going on?
got to put on the smile as a Browns fan and try to...
The smile is your umbrella. Oh, boy.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm a younger fan, so I can't say I was there when the Browns got ripped away to Baltimore.
Okay.
But this feels kind of like the equivalent of that, and I'm not upset with Miles. I think this is kind of, I mean, if the Deshaun Watson trade wasn't sounding the alarms of where the organization's head was at then, I feel like this is kind of the sign of just how poorly the culture is, not only in that locker room, but in the front office as well, to the point where if we keep him, I feel bad because he's such a phenomenal player. He deserves to be going out and playing actual games that have actual stakes, not peddling around in these kind of lose-lose seasons. But he's also kind of been the guiding light of our team. I feel like...
Well, Jordan, let me just jump in here, and because you kind of sound like Luka Doncic being told he's got to move to Los Angeles right now. Listen, Jordan, I wouldn't say that this is a reflection of the locker room or anything other than the fact that the Deshaun Watson trade was an absolute total disaster, and the contract that they gave him is something that this franchise is still having to live under. And in terms of that, you know, Myles Garrett is 29 years old with two more years left on a contract with no guaranteed money on it. And a team that's second overall on the clock where Deshaun Watson isn't coming back. And the plan to be a quarterback, you just heard, plan a quarterback for the Browns might be to hop on Kirk Cousins for a year and then see what Deshaun Watson looks like, or go and hop on somebody for a year to bridge it to a draft with a better quarterback class in it. And why wouldn't he just sit there and go, I'm not winning a Super Bowl here before I'm at least 32 or 33. Why do I want to live through all of that when I can see what the world is? And thanks for the call, Jordan. You know, I could see what the world is. And McAfee had an interesting point that this came on the heels of Myles Garrett hanging out at the Pro Bowl, where I'm sure he's like seeing all of his colleagues from Detroit and Washington and Green Bay and
Drake
Baltimore.
May was spinning it.
What I'm saying is he was around a bunch of guys his age and his peers that are on teams that are ready to win it or almost did. And he's probably like, oh, so there's grass that's greener elsewhere. And you put it all together and out comes a statement saying, I want out. Now, we have Miles on the show tomorrow as scheduled. And when he comes on, it'll be a fascinating conversation with one of the nicest guys in the NFL, by the way. I mean, his play is the exact opposite of his seeming day-to-day personality. And so, but you have to sit here and say, I'm 29, I've got 2 years left on my contract, no money is guaranteed, and if they want me to actually stay here and be part of this rebuild that it clearly is going to be, as Deshaun Watson is injured for next year, he's not playing. And what are you going to do? We just heard Daniel Jeremiah say the plan could be if Kirk Cousins gets caught in Atlanta, hop on him for a year, yep, see if you can turn Kirk Cousins into Joe Flacco from 2 years ago, make the playoffs, and then figure out the next year is a start and scratch in 2026 with a better quarterback class in the draft, or see if Deshaun Watson is still any good. And you could see yourself in other spots, maybe trying to win a championship. I mean, why not send out that statement? It makes complete sense. And I think it was awesome, a point that Daniel Jeremiah mentioned as well. Andrew Berry's the general manager saying, we are not going to entertain this under any circumstances, when it was mentioned last week. And now Browns fans wouldn't leave that on Andrew Berry's lap, although we just heard one from Tennessee say maybe it's a sign of the locker room or what have you, or the culture. They blew it with the Deshaun Watson trade and the contract they gave him. In retrospect, one of the worst ever in terms of results, in terms of the amount of availability that the quarterback has had. Unfortunately for him, this awful injury rut that he's in. Why should Myles Garrett have to sit there if he doesn't have to? 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. It's an overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Oh. So let's hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
I took a sip of water so I wouldn't be jumping in when I shouldn't. See, that's me being a professional.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Jay, great beats. Great to see you, man.
Thanks.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Everybody good? TJ, good?
I'm straight.
You packed?
Oh, my God.
I'm three quarters of the way. I just got to get the sneakers in the bag.
Not getting these 10 seconds back.
Yeah, why would you want them back?
Ever.
People want to know about the kicks.
Now it's 15 seconds.
Rich, you're talking about Myles Garrett, right? What should he do? Who should he talk to? Where should he go?
Yes.
The Vikings should re-sign Sam Darnold, trade our third-hour guest, J.J. McCarthy, and picks for Myles Garrett. Solves both their problems. Browns get a quarterback for the future. Get Miles off their hands. Vikings bring back Sam. Keeps him in the system when he succeeded so nicely this year. And get the edge rusher they need.
And J.J. McCarthy isn't just a quarterback of the future. He's a guy who knows how to win in the state of Ohio.
I set you up for that, but yes.
This guy, man.
Where was I?
You were filling yourself is where you were.
I mean, it's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. Because, I mean, you're sending J.J. McCarthy going to a spot where Kevin Stefanski knows what to do with a quarterback of his caliber.
Solves your quarterback issue.
And you stick Myles Garrett in the...
Get him in there.
Brian Flores.
Get him out of there.
You've had crazier ideas. That's for sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sort of a backhand.
Yes.
And complimenting.
I'll take it.
I was hitting my backhand there.
I'll take it.
I don't think this is an overreaction.
You know, it's a week of big trades. So I'm just, let's throw in a big trade.
I tip my cap to you and say there are crazier things.
All right.
Crazier things because Darnold isn't that expensive.
Right.
You give Myles Garrett an extension where you know he's worth it. You're getting him in his prime.
And then the Browns get JJ on his rookie deal still, plus an extra year of control.
Right. Right. And a guy who knows how to win in the Buckeye State.
Exactly. You said that.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Buckeye State.
Again, 15 seconds, we're not going to get back.
Yeah, but it's my show.
Wow.
I'm sorry. It's our show.
Oh, thank
this
you.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
We're here, too. Look at a super
sub. By the way, throw in Hassan Haskins, too, even though he's not on the team. Just get Jim to throw it in.
What is happening?
Okay. What else?
Look at it, Super Sunday. We'll have a crazy What's More Likely coming up, but I was thinking about this. There's at least a dozen Hall of Famers playing in this game on Sunday.
Okay. Now you're going to make me go to the roster.
I've actually looked at the Chiefs earlier. So you got Mahomes.
Hold on. I got Mahomes, Jones, Travis Kelce. Jones, that's three.
Yeah.
Yep.
We count coaches?
Yeah, it's correct. Well, great
hold on,
question.
Hold on.
Great question.
Joe Tooney. He could have his fifth Super Bowl ring already.
Okay. We'll check it. We'll check the box.
DeAndre Hopkins?
Yes. Yeah. That's five.
Especially if with a win.
Anybody else on the defense? Karlaftis, does he get there eventually?
Well, I mean, you can't sit here and say this right now.
Okay.
I would say he's Andy on the
Reed.
Nice.
Andy Reid and Spags?
Andy Reid and Spags.
Yeah.
Spags might get there one day. But I mean, how
Andy Reid for sure.
Man,
obviously.
Dick LeBeau went in for his play. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But Spags could have like.
Dick LeBeau is a Hall of Famer because he was an outstanding player. All right. Getting an assistant coach when there's people like Mike Shanahan waiting.
Yeah.
That's a tall order, man.
I get it.
So let's give you Andy Reid. That's six. Where are we getting home with? We're getting home with Saquon.
Saquon.
Who else are we getting home with here?
Jalen Hurts.
Really?
Yeah,
right now?
Now you're in overreaction right
Come
now
on.
Mode.
Don't.
I mean, Lane Johnson. You can go Lane Johnson here.
Lane Johnson for sure.
I mean, let's go. That's eight.
AJ Brown.
You're.
I think AJ Brown's on the
Jalen Carter.
AJ Brown's on the trajectory.
But for sitting here, like
no, I'm talking about let's project.
Project. I mean, Jeffrey Lurie, second year.
The owner, the Eagles owner.
Now you're really struggling. Overreaction.
Wow.
I rule.
Whoa.
What else?
I'd get a little more love for that one.
What else?
Did you see who was at I know you media night, we were laughing and joking about it earlier.
Yeah.
Did you see who was there last night?
Jameis?
Walking around having guys eat W cookies?
Jameis? Yep.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston's going to be a starting quarterback in 2025.
Based on the fact that I think Stafford's staying put, Cousins will wind up somewhere else.
As Saquon pointed out last night, Giants need a quarterback.
Jameis might wind up being at the top of the free agent market. Although, what happened where Cleveland's like, yeah, we're DTRing you right now?
I think they wanted to make sure they got a high draft pick.
What does that mean? Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
They got the number two pick for a reason.
Okay. That's not an overreaction.
Okay.
Did you guys see Jameis ask Saquon a question? He said, hey, I don't have a job right now. Where do you think I should go? And Saquon said the Giants.
Yeah, well, throw a little shade at the Giants, though. I think Saquon,
I don't think that's shade at all. I think Saquon is actually being helpful, Chris. There's people there he still adores.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be trying to clown Jameis.
What else?
Either.
Cooper Kupp said that he's looks like he's going to be traded. The Rams are looking to move him.
I don't get it. But what else?
I do get it. Cooper Kupp's going to have 1,000 yards in his new home next year.
I will not doubt it.
Well, he's only done it twice in his whole career.
I will not doubt it.
Okay.
I don't think that's an overreaction. Dude. Listen, I know they're gonna pay Puka at some point. What if they send him to Cleveland for Myles Garrett? Does he want to go to Cleveland?
I don't know.
Do you want to go to Cleveland?
At this point in time, no. They're working with him.
Oh, they're working with him. Okay, great.
What else, Chris?
I'm looking forward
to
him.
He's only had 2,000-yard seasons. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's only topped 800 once in the last 3 years.
But that 1 year was
I don't think that's an overreaction, though.
Okay. Did you see what Commanders owner Josh Harris said yesterday?
What did he say?
They are not going to change the team name.
Huh.
Jaden Daniels is so cool and so good, he made the Commanders cool in Washington, D.C. Jaden Daniels has single-handedly saved this franchise.
I agree.
I think Spider would agree with you, too.
I don't think you're wrong. That it's branded, it's officially branded, people are used to it.
They are officially the Commanders now because of this guy.
Because, well, and Chris, just to tack on to what you're saying, is he has so 100% turn the page from the Dan Snyder era that this year cleansed a lot of palates, and there was a palate cleanse that was needed in a big way, and that he has made it cool to call this team the Commanders. I agree with you.
Thank you.
This is spot on. I won't ask Jaden Daniels about it in our few minutes with him tomorrow, but yeah, man, I'm with you, because he has totally turned the page. This is not a Dan Snyder name in people's minds anymore. It's a Jaden Daniels Commanders.
Pretty cool.
He's the master and commander.
I'm happy
of his
for him.
Domain.
I love that, dude.
You got one more?
Yeah, one more. Next year, we're talking about the Luka trade and then how it affects the Lakers. Blah, blah. The NBA Finals is going to be a rematch of last year. Dallas, Boston. I'm buying it. I'm buying the move.
Bro, I don't think you're off at all. I don't think you're off at all. I'm sure there are Cleveland fans out there saying it's their time. Got it. You know, Knicks fans are feeling good about things until the Anthony Davis-less and now Luka-less Lakers came in and spanked them in Madison Square Garden. And the thing that I still cannot get over is the narrative that the Mavericks got ripped off because Anthony Davis is broken down. I think that is so overlooking what the Mavericks have done short term to improve their lot. I'm with you, Chris. I wouldn't be surprised if that actually is the case. Look at you. Look at us.
Look at us.
Is the printer working? Because, I mean, things are just so on the up and up.
When we try again.
All right. That's Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Let's take a break. Tommy P will be joining us. Tom Pelissero from New Orleans, Louisiana. I believe he's in the media center. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Are you looking for a voice that truly represents your values? AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Members gain access to incredible member benefits and discounts, including the award-winning AMAC magazine. From exclusive discounts on travel, insurance, everyday services, to a strong voice in Washington, the Association of Mature American Citizens is here to make a difference in your life and in our nation. Anybody at any age can join. And you'll belong to a community that stands for timeless American values. In honor of President Trump's first 100 days in office, AMAC is offering an incredible deal. Incredible. Enroll in a 5-year AMAC membership for 47% off. Normally it's $60. Join today. It's $32. That's $7 a year. Visit amac.us/mark. That's amac.us/mark. Join today. Take advantage of this special offer. That's amac.us/mark. Join AMAC and become part of a movement that stands for you, your family, and your future.
As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge. So you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting towards your lane or that lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006 because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. Hyundai vehicles have won over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards from 2006 to 2024. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. Tom Pelissero is going to be joining us right now from...
Looks great.
Let's just pop him up.
Yeah, let's just put him on.
Hey, what's up, Tom? Look at you, man. So clearly you must have checked a bag because there's no way the hair gel could have gotten through TSA. Right?
I mean,
there's
no way.
It's definitely more than 4 ounces, Tom. You know?
Check the bag. Got the coconut oil just enough.
Look at that.
No explosions, which is huge because let me tell you, I've had a coconut oil explode in my suitcase before. Oh. That stuff does not come out of anything. No. So we made it safely. All is well.
Okay. And I see the pocket squares working. What did you say was going on the other day, Chris?
So last night I was watching some of the media night.
Yeah.
Tom, a lot of ankle last night. A lot of ankle showing.
You went sockless on media night? Really?
I went sockless. It's hot down here. It's going to be pushing up towards 80 degrees. And I had a little adventure around the stadium because we were the first ones to arrive, and there was a tad bit of confusion about what gates we were and weren't allowed to go in. Mm-hmm. So we were huffing it quite a ways around the stadium, and I was thankful to have a little breeze down there at the bottom.
Drew Brees.
Hey now.
A little breeze. Ah, okay. Okay. So again, I wasn't watching. There's too much going on in the household. Capri pants? Like what? I don't understand. Why would there be too much?
They're normal pants. I just as you guys know,
Tom's like a 32-24.
It's a higher inseam. 31-30. Thank you very much. We're holding on to that 31 as long as we can.
But
then with no socks
seam.
And then the low shoes, it gives you. Gives you a little view there.
By the way, another band, that a cover band. Hey, come and see Inseam Slander. Come on out. Inseam Slander.
So it was more like Capri Pants then, right?
That's what it... This guy, I mean, does he not listen?
My battery went dead a second ago.
Oh, my God. What is happening around here? Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com or just stop by. Tom Pelissero is here.
Tommy,
yeah.
Let's go.
Okay. What's up, boys? How are we doing?
It's been a wild day, Tom. Can't lie.
No.
I got beats, too.
So let's just jump right into it, Tom. Walk me through how Myles Garrett wound up posting a basic farewell letter to the city of Cleveland.
This had been going on, Rich, for 3 or 4 weeks since the Browns season ended. They had been, Myles Garrett and his agent had been trying to quietly make clear to the Browns that he wanted a fresh start elsewhere. Obviously, the Browns are at a different point right now where they still have said publicly that they are not trading Myles Garrett. You know, in the Browns' mind, what they would like to do is redo Myles Garrett's contract, which has 2 years and about $45 million left, make him the highest paid defensive player, one of the highest paid players in football, you know, in the coming months here, and make him a guy who's going to retire as a Brown and go straight into Canton. Well, from Myles Garrett's perspective, this is not about money. There's some of these, you know, standoffs, I think of Brandon Ayuk last summer, where that was, they're going back and forth on the contract. They were not on the same page. And so you had a trade request and you had, he's in the building, he's out of the building, all this stuff. Myles Garrett, it's not, this is not a contractual ploy. The Browns stand ready to redo the deal. This is a guy who's 29 years old, just turned 29 in December. He's got a lot of years left. That's a position where you can play well into your mid-30s. But he also knows time is running short to go and try to win a championship. So Myles Garrett truly wants to continue his career someplace else. By making this public now, this has kind of, you know, created some level of pressure on the Browns. The Browns continue to say that their stance has not changed here. This could be a situation, Rich, that we're still talking about, certainly beyond the start of free agency, potentially up to and even beyond the draft here. Those are the natural checkpoints, particularly the draft, because if you're going to do a Myles Garrett trade, which again, the Browns as of now do not want to do, if you're going to do one, you would like to think that that happens prior to the draft, because otherwise you're trading picks out into future drafts as opposed to in 2025. Those picks become devalued here. Myles Garrett, if he were traded, would command one of the biggest compensation packages that we've ever seen in an NFL trade. But again, that's not the mentality right now for the Browns. They still want Myles Garrett to be part of the team. They have him under contract for 2 more years. I think it's going to be a while, Rich. These things can, they can happen quickly, but I would say it's probably going to be a while until we know exactly how this resolves itself.
So a couple of follow-ups then. You mentioned the market would be robust. Name me the teams that you think would jump in on this, Tom.
All 31. I mean, I think that basically every team in the league would have to inquire about Myles Garrett, just because you're talking about a 29-year-old all-pro pass rusher, reigning defensive player of the year, who is still very much in his prime. You know, here you can't, this isn't the NBA. I'm watching all the action over there. You can't trade like your first round pick 10 years from now. In the NFL, you can only go out 3 years. So is it 3 first round picks? Is it 2 first round picks and something else? It would be a significant value because you would have such a competition in terms of driving the compensation. You know, a lot of times too, Rich, when a team says we're not trading the guy, as opposed to the flip side of it, and I'm sure we'll get to Cooper Kupp, where it's very apparent they're going to trade him. That can impact, you know, leverage in terms of the trades here. The Browns are starting from a standpoint of, we are absolutely not going to move this guy. I do believe that there would be a ton of teams. I mean, name a team, that team is probably interested in Myles Garrett. Now, who has the flexibility? How are they constructed? Some of those things would end up being the questions here. But I would fairly say, Rich, almost every team in the league at least would be open to making a move if and when the Browns would be willing to do it.
Well, not every team in the league, not all the other 31 are in line to win a Super Bowl or appear to be in line to win a Super
right.
Bowl, and that obviously would have to play into it. And I guess the question would also be, if the Browns say, we can go through this year's draft without making this deal, we can wait till training camp, we could do that sort of stuff, would be how they view this year's draft, if it's deep enough for them to say, let's take a ton of capital now, as opposed to potentially put it all together in another draft that has a deeper quarterback pool within it. And that's my next question, is how do you know what's your sense of how the Browns view this draft? Second overall, there are two quarterbacks that are considered first round, top of the draft worthy. The Titans are sitting there at 1, right in front of Cleveland. How do the Browns view this draft?
I would say, generally speaking, Rich, there could be a couple quarterbacks that go very high in this draft. But you and I have been talking about this for weeks here, and it was reinforced by conversations I had at the Senior Bowl. I don't know how many teams have grades on Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders that would truly make them top five type of talents here. Could they go top five? Absolutely, because that position tends to be valued at a higher level. In terms of the actual grades, this isn't a quarterback class where you have slam dunk guys that you take up at the top. Now, it's entirely possible because we are very early in the process. Cam Ward did not go to an all-star game. He was invited to the Senior Bowl, decided not to go. Shedeur Sanders went to East-West, didn't really do anything, but at least met with the teams there. Those would be the two guys that potentially you're talking about taking up at the top of the draft. The Browns, like the other teams, are going to have to make evaluations whether or not they think that value is there. I would also say, you know, if you're talking about where the Browns stand right now, trading Myles Garrett, that's the type of deal. I mean, it's the flip side of the Deshaun Watson deal. Look at how the Deshaun Watson trade has impacted the Houston Texans. All the additional picks. So they had the freedom in one draft to take the quarterback in C.J. Stroud and the pass rusher in Will Anderson. The Browns gave up all those first-round picks. What if they can get two or three first-round picks back and use that to rebuild their roster? I can't say it strongly enough. The Browns are not looking at it from that perspective. But knowing Andrew Berry and how he thinks about these things, you're never going to want actively to take higher picks in future drafts because those are just by nature devalued. The way that most NFL teams look at it as would be a first-round pick in 2026 is really more like a second-round pick this year and vice versa. So you're wanting to get all the draft capital that you can now because then you can also flip those and get additional picks in future years. There's a lot of moving parts to making a trade like this. We've seen wilder stuff than this happen. You know, how does Myles Garrett approach this? How ugly does he want to make it? How much pressure does he want to try to put on the team? How much, you know, are the Browns willing to really dig in their heels on this? That all remains to be seen because even though these discussions have been going on for weeks, it burst into the open yesterday, and that just creates a little different conversation.
Tom Pelissero, co-host of the Insiders on NFL Network, NFL Plus, our buddy, regular here on the Rich Eisen Show, zooming in from the media center in New Orleans at the Super Bowl. The Cooper Kupp announcement yesterday, he pops it out there on social media that he was informed by the team that they're going to be seeking to trade him and they're going to work with him and his family to find the right place to continue competing for championships. I don't agree with the decision and always believed it was going to begin and end in LA. So the question is why, Tom? What's up?
Well, let's start by going back to last October when the Rams were actively engaged in Cooper Kupp trade discussions among other players. They're off to a 1-4 start. They were exploring what their options were with Cooper Kupp. Ultimately, for one reason or another, they decided not to pull the trigger on a trade. But they had serious offers. They had good value on the table. They decided not to do it. Now Cooper Kupp is a year older. He's 31 years old. I know that he had that monster season back in 2021, but each of the last 3 years, he's missed significant time because of injuries, and his production has suffered significantly. I mean, you look down the stretch of last season, there were games where he had no catches or one catch. You know, he had 700-something yards once again. You know, this is not a guy who's performing anywhere close to the level that he was when he had close to 2,000 yards. Still a valuable piece, and I believe that there will be a market. Cooper Kupp will be playing football in the NFL in 2025, but it'll be really interesting to see how the Rams navigate this situation and how much money, if any, they may have to pay as part of Cooper Kupp's salary, or if he has to take a pay cut to facilitate a trade. And in turn, is he willing to do that as opposed to, if you can't work out a trade where I get my full $20 million, I'm just going to say, cut me and, you know, I'll move on and sign someplace else for, you know, whether it's the minimum or whether it's something more than what he's due. He's got a $7.5 million roster bonus due on the third day of the league year in March, which is like March 18th. $5 million of that is fully guaranteed. So the Rams are committed to Cooper Kupp for at least $5 million. And if he's still on the roster after that date in March, then they're in for $7.5 million. It's possible that if they're willing to pay that entire roster bonus, that actually generates more value for Cooper Kupp in a trade, because then all of a sudden you're getting Cooper Kupp around what he'd probably get on the free agent market, which is, okay, it's a one-year deal for $12.5 million. He's doing another like $20 million in 2026, but that's non-guaranteed. Part of that's in a roster bonus as well. That could be a little bit more palatable. I've talked to some of the teams today that were in the Cooper Kupp trade discussions a year ago who have said, we're not trading for him this time, because basically they think this is probably a situation where the Rams might end up having to cut him. It's entirely possible they could trade him. The Rams have been creative through the years with veteran players and being able to trade those guys somewhere down the line. I would fully anticipate that they'll explore every avenue for that. But keep in mind, that third day of the league year, that's where the rubber is going to meet the road. If Cooper Kupp hasn't been traded by that point, they're either going to have to eat another $2.5 million or they're going to release.
I have J.J. McCarthy on in a half an hour. What do I need to know? What do you think? What's going on there?
it's a fluid conversation right now for the Vikings based on the conversations that I've had. I would fairly say all options are still on the table with Sam Darnold. I do think that the way the season finished and the fact that the last two games did not match up to what they'd seen from Sam Darnold the first 16 games, in a way, it might make it easier for the Vikings to potentially do a multi-year deal with Sam Darnold, because the number, you might have a better chance of getting that done closer to the franchise tag number, which is around $40 million. With J.J. McCarthy, that is a young player the Vikings think really highly of. And they said it right after he suffered the meniscus injury that led to the surgery that cost him his entire rookie year. They believe in him. He's going to be their franchise quarterback eventually. But there's really no precedent for a rookie quarterback, much less a first-round pick, to miss an entire rookie season, the entire year of reps because of an injury, and then come back and start in week one in year two. Could it happen? Definitely. But I believe that the Vikings have to have some type of a fallback plan, whether that's bringing back Sam Darnold, whether that is re-signing Daniel Jones, which would, in all likelihood, I mean, almost certainly be a lesser financial commitment than bringing back Sam Darnold. They're in a really unique spot because you remember, this is a team that won 14 games this year. Sam Darnold's being hoisted on the guy's shoulders in the locker room after that win over Green Bay in week 17 that sets up the NFC North title game in Detroit. Did not play well in week 18. They did not play well as a team in the wild card playoff game against the Rams. So what is that number on Sam Darnold? A big part of this is going to be figuring out what's the market out there, you know, for Sam Darnold if he were to hit free agency. And I'm sure that his agents, you know, RJ Gonser and Jimmy Sexton, will have a very good idea of what someone might be willing to pay him. It only takes one team. Last year, the Vikings, it was a different situation, but they were going through a very similar calculus with Kirk Cousins, where it was, all right, we'll pay you right up to here. But at some point, there's a number we're not going to go past because we're not going to be able to put a competitive team around you. It only took one team. There was one bidder for Kirk Cousins. That was the Atlanta Falcons. They paid Kirk Cousins significantly more than what the Vikings were willing to offer, and they let Kirk Cousins go. The biggest difference here, besides the fact that Sam Darnold is a younger player, is the fact that they can use the franchise tag. It's around $40 million. That could lead to Sam Darnold eventually signing a multi-year deal, although that would set the baseline for a multi-year deal, maybe at a higher number the Vikings want to go to. He could play on the tag for a year, or potentially there could be a tag and trade. That's what I mean by all options are on the table. They're still feeling this out. The Vikings are continuing to meet. They're in the early process in terms of their draft evaluations, in terms of potential discussions with other teams. We're not down the road on it just yet, Rich. But in terms of J.J. McCarthy here, the primary questions I'd have for him are just how confident are you that you could go out there and play in week one in 2025? Because, you know, the Vikings have, again, have a high degree of confidence in him being the guy eventually here. But week one with all those missed reps, is that setting him up for success? That's a question they got to ask themselves.
Tom, before I let you go, I know there's usually very little you learn from media night, but you were sitting there listening to everything come in from every podium and everything out there. The thing that jumped out at me is somebody asked a question of Travis Kelce about his future and did it in a way that they got an answer and say, where do you see yourself 3 years from now? And he said, so I hope still playing football. Did that surprise you hearing that?
That was the number one quote. I caught up with it. The main thing I learned out of media night, Rich, is there's a lot of reporters from Germany at the Super Bowl because I did a lot of interviews that are going to be airing somewhere. Not quite sure where.
Nice.
I did a lot of interviews with German TV stations last night. But yeah, as I was reviewing the quotes today, that's, I think, the most definitively that we've heard Travis Kelce talk about his future. And he's a guy who, in following Patrick Mahomes' lead, has done deals that have been team-friendly with regard to the structure and the cash flow. Patrick Mahomes, if you look at the cash flow on his deal, ultimately, he signed that 10-year extension. The way that they've done it with the rolling guarantees and everything and the way they've moved money up at times, he's been as highly paid as anybody in the league. Travis Kelce, you can certainly argue, has done the same thing for the tight end position where he could have pushed this and been like, I want to be the first $20 million tight end. He hasn't done that. Every year, though, with a contract like that, you're reevaluating it. I would anticipate that continues to be the case with Travis Kelce. We've seen him go through the regular season in the last couple of years. I don't want to say that he's not going 100%, but he is pacing himself. You can see it. He is saving that energy because he knows we're going to get into the playoffs. We're going to be able to do damage come January and February. I'm going to turn it on. And there's not been a better player in the postseason the last couple of years, particularly relative to his regular season production, than Travis Kelce. As long as he wants to go, he's on that short list along with Mahomes, Chris Jones, Andy Reid, and Steve Spagnuolo. That's like been the five guys who have been the core of this entire Super Bowl run here. And as long as they can continue to push it and continue to be competitive every year, you know, Travis Kelce, I know he's got a lot of other stuff going on in his life, but you can tell when it gets to playoff football, he's loving every second of it. And so it's interesting to hear definitely that, you know, he's starting to push. If he's playing 3-4 more years, you're pushing 40 years old. Not a lot of tight ends have been able to do that here, but, you know, certainly the Chiefs will want Travis Kelce wrong as long as he's willing to go.
Tom, you're the man. You're the man.
See you in person.
We'll see you in person soon. Put on some socks.
I got them. I don't know if I can get them out there.
Don't pull a hammy.
No chemicals.
I just did.
Hydrate, Tom. It is New Orleans. Thanks again. That's Tom Pelissero, everybody, right here. My buddy from NFL Network. Awesome stuff, as always. The Luka press conference is over. Can't wait to hit that, and we will when we come back. For the moment, though, here is a sports update from Emmanuel Babari. This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. Now, taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you're a first-time filer or didn't file with TurboTax last year. That's right. Just do your own taxes in the TurboTax app by February 18th. Had a few jobs last year? It's free. Have a lot of forms? Yep, still free. Have a bunch of new invisible crypto coins? Heads up, it's still free. Convinced you saw Bigfoot, even if your friends don't believe you? That has absolutely nothing to do with taxes, but you better believe it's still absolutely free. Just download and do your own taxes in the TurboTax app by February 18th. All tax forms, all 100% free. Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in-app by February 18th.
This episode is brought to you by Love Hurts. Kiwi Kwan has had quite a career, from childhood roles in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom and the Goonies to a recent Academy Award win for Everything Everywhere All at Once. But now, Ki finally stars as a leading man in the film Love Hurts. Love Hurts is the perfect date night movie with its mix of over-the-top action, comedy, and a ton of heart. Love Hurts, only at theaters February 7th.
If you wouldn't mind, I would love to role play with you, just real briefly, Gronk, okay? Where I play the role of somebody that I'm kind of familiar with, and you play the role of somebody that you're familiar with. If you don't mind, I'm going to play a guy who went to Michigan, okay, who's a leader in his field. His name is Tom, and you play the role of a tight end with a Hall of Fame resume, okay? And the time is going to be, November 1st, 2019. In the future, not too distant future. Would you mind if we quickly role play this out?
We got one scene.
Okay, here we go. One scene. Here we go. Ready? Chris, say action when you got it. Okay, ready?
All right, guys, ready?
Yes.
Action.
Hey, Rob, it's Tom. How you been?
Hey, Tom. Good, man. I've been doing great, man. You're still killing it. You're like 42 years old now. I mean,
yeah.
I know you miss me, Tom. I know you do.
I do, Gronk. I do, man. It's not just me. It's everybody. We all miss you. And, you know, things are going great. You know, Bill's a pain in the ass, but it's really something that could be better with you. Would you think of coming back and playing with me, Rob?
Oh, Tom, I mean, you know I miss you too. I miss the guys, but I'm just chilling, man. I'm down in the Bahamas right now, just relaxing. I'm sipping my water, and I got your electrolytes in it, Tom. So don't worry, baby. I got the electrolytes in the water, and I'm sipping on a protein margarita, Tom. So I'm just chilling. Thank you. I love you. I miss you.
But there's...
I'm just relaxing, homie.
There's no chance, Rob. This is Tom.
You know, call me when you get to the playoffs.
And scene!
Cut.
Rob, you're a natural, man. You are a natural. You're a natural.
That was great. That was so funny.
I don't know, it sounded, that was lifelike to me. I thought that was pretty lifelike.
That was pretty good. That was good.
Okay. Nothing like a Gronk giggle, man. Last year, you know, Gronk showed up with Julian Edelman. Nice. Oh, my God. He showed up with Julian Edelman just as Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer were leaving the set. Yada, yada, yada. We all were buzzing.
Yep.
This year, different vibe. He is paired with Drew Brees this time around.
Oh.
So.
Bring your father to the Super Bowl.
That's on Friday. Gronk and Brees.
That clip is so funny because
crime-fighting team in New Orleans, the UNCIS.
A year and a half later, Gronk did come back and won a Super Bowl with Tom Brady in Tampa.
In Tampa. I remember I got him to giggle by saying, well, Bill's still a pain in the ass, but... yeah, Gronk and Brees on Friday. So we got that going for us.
Which is nice.
I'm pumped about our guest list. Seth Rollins is coming by.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, Cage was loving him last night. Cage goes, he's a bad guy.
Seth is like every Super Bowl, man. This is a
it is. It's a tradition.
Thing for us
a
now.
New tradition, unlike any other. I'm kind of digging it. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a 7-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat. And this football season, Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food no matter what you're craving. For 2-for-1 pizza, to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats is going to be dropping new deals each week as it has all season long. Uber Eats is the official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now for game day. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. All right.
Jerry's eating rice.
Well, speaking of food, Luca showed up.
Wow.
Listen.
Come on.
This is
gosh. What are you doing? Come on.
Well, I mean, this is the story that everyone's trying to figure out why the Dallas Mavericks traded away Luka Doncic. And the fact that the Lakers dealt for him and got him with just only one first-round pick, Max Christie, and the all-world Anthony Davis. People are looking for answers here.
We need them.
And the play that the Lakers made for Luka Doncic is indeed our play of the week, brought to you by Sleep Number. It is. Like, we could sit here and go, what, you know, let's talk about an actual play on the court.
This is ironic, Rich, because no one got any sleep after this.
And then Luka holding up, by the way, the first ever number 77 jersey in Lakers history.
Dennis Rodman wore 73.
That's the closest anybody's ever gotten to 77. And, you know, he shows up. There's J.J. Redick, his former Mavericks teammate, his new Laker head coach.
What's Rob Lowe doing there?
And then it's not Rob Lowe. It's Rob Pelinka in a zip-up, like, leather jacket.
Divorced dad.
And he's got,
come on,
and Luka showed up looking like he's waiting for his wife and kids to come out of J. Crew at the, you know, at the...
At the Grove
here in L.A., you know, like, it's like waiting, like, come on, gotta go play a game. Let's go.
Got pickleball at 11.
Yeah, got pickleball at 11. Well, no, he's not playing pickleball because, again,
that would be a workout.
That's an actual, you know, conditioning.
Workout. He looks fine there.
It's just a wild L.A. scene. You know, two dads showing up to talk about their billion-dollar deal that nobody knew about and shocked the sports world.
Yeah, that no one else had a chance to even get in on. How is that even possible?
Well, because it was massaged.
That's nice. Well, Luca needed a hug.
Yeah, he looked like it.
He looked on occasion like he couldn't believe I'm at a new press conference to introduce myself as the new Los Angeles Laker playing with LeBron. He was asked if the trade was a surprise.
I mean, everybody was surprised, so you can imagine how surprised I was. I was almost asleep, so when I got a call, I had to check it was April 1st. I didn't really believe it at first. And it was a bit shock. It was hard moments for me. It was home, so it was really hard moments for me, especially the first day. But as I said, you know, I get to play in the greatest club in the world, and I'm excited for this new journey.
You know who needs to talk to him? I'm serious. Freddie Freeman. Do you remember Freddie Freeman?
Well, he
signed here. He wasn't traded here. Willingly came to Los Angeles.
Came here. But he was talking about the old spot for a while.
There was one time when he was playing the Braves and Kershaw was kind of like, all right, it's been a couple of months here, Freddie. Like, you know, like it's time to turn a page.
Yeah.
And you know who's smiling? And I went to a high school baseball game recently as a part of a fundraiser for the Altadena Little League through Harvard Westlake and everybody else. And one of the players, when he reached second base for Harvard Westlake, did that thing to the Freddie Freeman dance move.
Yeah.
So now kids here in Los Angeles are doing it. So Freddie needs to call Luca up and say, you'll get over it. And by the way, you can win championships here too, making a ton of money. This is my suggestion, hooking him up with Freddie Freeman. In the meantime, Luca was asked why he thought the Mavericks traded him.
Well, I mean, that's their decision, so I have no comment on that. They made the decision. I don't know why. But that's their decision, so I can't do nothing about it.
And then one of the reasons that was given was that there was concern that, you know, beyond this summer, or that there's a chance you might not agree to the Supermax extension. Did you or anyone on your inner circle indicate that might be the case?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, he's like, what am I going to not sign for $350 million? How much was it again?
Come on, dummy.
Listen, everybody's cutting around the edges here of the narrative. In the same way the narrative in Dallas is like, they got a broken down jalopy in Anthony Davis. Like, hello, you didn't. And here in LA, it's like, okay, LeBron James has a new role. Soul cycle instructor for this guy.
Yeah.
You know, let me tell you, look, I'm triple doubling in my 40s. Let me help you out at 25, figure out your body and your conditioning.
Yeah.
Because honestly, that shot, that the social media shot we had of welcoming Luca to Los Angeles, and it was a shot of James Corden in a Lakers shirt. You know, that's the story here. It's just like, maybe you got traded here because you weren't taking it as serious. Michael Finley took a beer out of your hands in the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
So he was asked about his conditioning.
How do you address the criticism that's followed you on your way out about concerns about conditioning and durability?
It's emotive. I know it's not true. I know, but it's a motive. Like I say, you know, I came here, one of the biggest clubs in history of sports, so it's a big motive for a long run here.
Don't call Luca fat. That's the motivation. I guess that's he said it's a motive. I mean, I assume he's meaning it's a motivation.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, it's not like a Clue game, Luca with a ham sandwich and crypto. You know,
the ham sandwich.
Sleep better together, our play of the week. Sleep better together. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Limited time exclusively at a Sleep Number store. Our play of the week is the Lakers getting Luka Doncic at age 25. And a star of the future here in Los Angeles. J.J. McCarthy and Chris Long and you in hour number three coming up.
Luka wouldn't be the first, foreigner to come to Los Angeles and lose weight and change their body as they age.
Listen, man, there's a lot of questions here. Who is the rim protector? What is going down underneath the basket when LeBron and Luka are doing their all-world act together? The must-see, by the way, all-world act together. I don't know. Did anybody ask Luca when we're going to see him?
It seems like Monday could be the
Monday of next week.
Could be the earliest.
Okay. Because they're playing the Clippers tonight.
Yeah, he didn't want to show up for that one.
So, you know, we'll see him soon. And then the question is what else are the Lakers going to do in the next 48 hours?
It's Rui Hachimura season.
Okay. I guess so. Yeah, Jackson up. Hayes season and yep. Rui Hachimura.
Yeah, these guys have a couple days to audition basically for their jobs.
Yeah, in between shopping at the leather store.
It's just crazy to me.
That's what Pelinka's going to be doing.
It's crazy to me that people think that LeBron and Luka won't be able to play together. LeBron is one of, if not the smartest basketball player of all time.
And will, Luka, of course they will. And JJ Redick is smart enough to get it done.
Figure a way. And you know how much it hurts me to say this. I hate it. But they're going to figure it out.
But who's rim protecting?
I hate it.
Who's crashing the boards?
Yeah,
what are we going to do? They're going to have to outscore teams. Yeah.
What if somebody wants to go big on them?
Right.
They're in trouble.
As they're currently constructed, they got to score like 130 a night to win these games.
It's fun. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
No, it won't because
I'm going to be like vomiting while I like trying to.
Luka and LeBron are playing together, man. And then Anthony Davis is going to be introduced in Dallas, and it's just like.
Cool.
Well, it's like when Philadelphia booed Donovan McNabb, it's just like, hey.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
It's like, hey, you know, wait till he starts showing up. Like I said, triple doubling, 30 and 20. And Kyrie's got 20 and 15 of his own.
Yeah, right.
Right?
But Brockman, the Lakers will wind up training for DeAndre Ayton or somebody like that.
Stop.
You know they're going to. It's just what they do. They're going to. Plug the hole with somebody.
Don't forget, Anthony Davis was saying a week ago that they needed another big because he likes playing the four.
And that's why in that reaction video with O'Shea, I was so shocked because I was like, wait a minute, is that the reason he got traded? Because
I don't think so.
He said something?
No, clearly this has been in the works for a while.
Yeah. Finals rematch, Dallas-Boston on Thursday.
Okay. Will Anthony Davis play in that one?
I would imagine so. Yeah.
Okay. We'll see Anthony Davis before we see Luka. It's fun. It's definitely fun to talk about. J.J. McCarthy when we come back, hour three on this busy Tuesday.
Bravo TV star Lala Kent holds nothing back.
Like, I go into a full spiral.
Get to know the TV personality.
I talked about this with Teresa Giudice.
Remember when I pushed Andy Cohen?
Yes, it was iconic.
Okay.
The entrepreneur.
What are we manifesting in 2025?
And the mom.
Sosa is a dream baby. Your kids are older. It's
Bravo children.
The celebrity children of celebrity Bravo love.
Give them Lala. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.